Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Former President Donald Trump is returning to court in New York today for his criminal hush money trial. The judge will decide if Trump should be held in contempt over several social media posts. Prosecutors say Trump violated the judge's gag order that prohibits him from publicly attacking jurors and witnesses. The former publisher of the National Enquirer is expected to return to the witness stand. Protests against the war in Gaza have intensified on college campuses nationwide. Students have been arrested at Yale, Columbia, and NYU. Students at UC Berkeley and University of Michigan set up Gaza solidarity encampments. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
The students say they want universities to disclose and end investments in weapons technology and Israel. One organizer, Soida, requested her last name be withheld due to fear of retaliation.
This is our tuition dollars that are going to the death and displacement through both fast and slow violence in Gaza through the genocide right now and the slower displacement throughout occupied Palestine.
As graduation approaches, students say they are committed to continuing the protests. At a congressional hearing last week, Columbia President Manoush Shafiq condemned anti-Semitism. The organization Jewish Voices for Peace says at Columbia, more than a dozen of the students suspended for protesting are Jewish themselves. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
The Senate is expected to take up legislation as early as today that would force the video sharing app TikTok to be sold within a year or face a ban in the U.S. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the move is raising concerns over national security and free speech rights.
A bill that could lead to a ban on the popular app is likely to prompt legal challenges that argue the move is unconstitutional. But Sarah Krebs, a public policy professor at Cornell University, says TikTok and free speech advocates might have a hard time making their case.
I would be surprised that the courts would really challenge that, given that there are so many other cases where the national security risk has come into conflict with the First Amendment. And national security has won out.
TikTok's critics say it puts too much data and influence in the hands of the company's China-based owner. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The construction of a high-speed passenger rail line linking Los Angeles and Las Vegas is underway. Brightline West trains are designed to travel more than 180 miles an hour. That's faster than any rail line in the U.S. Vince Saavedra is with one of the unions involved.
I'm just excited. I'm ready to put folks back to work. We got a lot of hungry families locally that are ready to get back to work.
The rail line could begin running in 2028. Brightline already operates trains on a line between Miami and Orlando. You're listening to NPR News. Same-sex weddings and LGBTQ clergy are on the agenda as the United Methodist Church opens its general conference today in Charlotte, North Carolina. NPR's Jason DeRose reports the denomination is looking for a path forward after about one quarter of its congregations left over the issue in recent years.
The United Methodist Book of Discipline, the church's rulebook, says, quote, the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. It also prohibits clergy from performing same-sex weddings and says the church does not ordain LGBTQ clergy. The General Conference, which includes United Methodists from around the world, could do a variety of things with that language. It could leave it as is. It could remove it, or it could remove the more negative language and add affirming language. One middle path option is for regional geographic conferences to decide for themselves and not have a unified policy across the whole church, which is the second largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has declined to list Lake Sturgeon as endangered. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the federal government, asking it to extend protections to the prehistoric species as endangered or threatened. But Fish and Wildlife says stocking efforts to return the fish to the water have helped grow adult populations and increase spawning. The agency also points to reef restoration in the Great Lakes to allow sturgeon to lay eggs. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.
Support for this message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.